In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Everyone should know that there is a God. Creation and your conscience testify to that reality. We call that the natural knowledge of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim his handiwork. The earth and the seas show his power and his might. Every house is built by someone. God is the builder of everything. So man is without excuse. No one should be an agnostic or undecided or not knowing because they live in God's creation. Something never arises out of nothing. Then there is your conscience. Every nation under heaven has laws against murder. They should have laws against adultery and theft and lying. Your conscience testifies that there is a morality and you are accountable to someone. It doesn't tell you who that someone is, but it says that he is just and he will punish the wrongdoer. So creation and conscience are constantly screaming out, there is a creator, and he is just. Man should be, and is, without excuse. Dealing with creation, Jesus adds one more little wrinkle for us today. He's not answering the question, is there a God? He assumes you know that. You live in the world, after all. But he is answering the question, why is God working in the world today? God doesn't keep this place calm. He shakes it. He doesn't give us peace and security. He rips the earth apart at its seams. He doesn't make it a heaven on earth, a utopia. He fills it with distress. And allows floods and fires and earthquakes and storms and tornadoes and hurricanes, extreme weather to the right or to the left. He does all of that to wake you up. What you thought was most secure and stable, the earth itself, the very ground you walk on, is temporary. The hills cannot hide you. The weather is unstable. Even now, we know the sun shoots out these dangerous flares. So why does God allow all this? Because your redemption is drawing near. He doesn't want you to live on this earth forever. He wants to set you free from your sin. He wants to set you free from the chaos and the uncertainty of life. He wants to set you free from death and the ruler of this world, that is the devil. He wants to set you free from laboring and toiling under the sun, from the pain and the suffering and the hardship and the backaches and the glasses and the walkers and everything else. He wants to give you those heavenly mansions prepared for you from before the creation of the world. He wants to bring you into your inheritance. He wants to give you something better than what you have right now. That doesn't demean this earth. You have many joys here. Ask any grandparent what their joy is. But that shows just how high and how great heaven is. It's unimaginable. You can't even picture it. So God shakes the earth so that way you do not cling to this earth, but you look forward to redemption. Everyone sees the earth shaking. Everyone can feel it when it does happen. Yet many meet it with fear and anxiety and stress because they don't know who this God is. They're stuck in the natural knowledge of God that he exists and he is just. Whether they personalize him or try to depersonalize him, there is something greater. Natural knowledge doesn't reveal the salvation of God. Only the Word of God reveals what God has done and his love for you in the process. Outside of the word, then, men are right to be afraid because they don't know they're standing between God and them. They know that their heart is not perfect. They haven't even lived up to their own standards. So why should they get a better place after this life on earth? So they stress. They stress over the changing of the weather because they know things are unstable. They stress over the changing coastlines because they know it means something. And they seek to put an end to all of it, to try to stabilize this world, the weather, so that way they can have this earth. They don't see it as a sign of redemption because they know not the word of God and what Christ has done. They want heaven on earth. And if they can just stabilize the world, then perhaps, just perhaps, we can keep the status quo forever. Forever in pain, forever in sorrow, forever languishing under the sun, forever living in a fallen, cursed world. They don't know what comes next because they don't know the word of God. But you know that word of God. Specifically, you know the cross of Christ. Nothing is improving, says that word. Nothing is getting better. Nothing is heading upward, but it's actually trending downward at a rapid rate, increasingly so. Those last days are cut short for the sake of the elect. And yet that doesn't fill you with fear or anxiety. That fills you with joy. Not because you like destruction and pain and suffering, but because you believe the word of God that says redemption is near. Christ is on his way. That's why you gather here week after week. That's why you continue to pray daily and read the scriptures daily, because you believe that Christ is coming soon and you must be found ready. Redemption is near. Redemption is freedom through a payment. Redemption is not free, but it comes at a price. So Jesus is the one who bore that price. To know the word of God isn't simply to know the history and the facts, but it's to find all of that leading up to the cross of Christ, where the Son of God bears your sins. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Are you part of the world? It matters not where you grew up, where you were born, what you have done, or where you have traveled. Are you part of God's creation? Then he bore your sin, and he died in your place, and he suffered the hell that you deserved so that you might be innocent and holy before God. The debt that you racked up is paid in full. Who can add to the blood of Christ? Who can increase the benefits that God's own blood has given you? Your account with God is settled. And so you know what God thinks of you. You know where you are headed because you know the cross of Christ and the blood that was shed. Nothing can unseat you because Jesus lives. And he lives not for himself, but he lives for you to guide you into his eternal kingdom. In Christ, there is redemption and forgiveness and life and peace and security and hope and immortality. Outside of Christ, there is none of those things. In Christ, all is yours and then some. So you view the entire world through the cross of Christ or through the Holy Scriptures. You're not viewing the world with one eye and the cross of Jesus with the other, but the cross of Christ is the glasses or the lens by which you see the world in which you live. So what is happening is not chaotic. It is not punishment from God. It is not the angry God who is uncontrolled. Because you know that Christ endured the punishment for all sin on his cross. and Christ appeased the wrath of God by his blood. So what is happening in the world is not anger or punishment, but it's actually a gentle wake-up call from a loving Father who desires to give you more than what you now have. He shakes the earth to let you know that he hasn't forgotten about you. He shakes the earth to let you know that he remembers his great promise won in Christ. He shakes the earth so that he might be remembered to prepare those heavenly mansions for you, for you are coming there soon. He is returning on the clouds of heaven. He hasn't forgotten his word. His cross and his tomb have not failed. His word and his sacraments stand strong and true. The kingdom is yours on a smaller scale. He shakes your life to let you know that he still loves you and has better things in store. In a world where you see chaos and uncertainty and a stress, you live by faith. As anxiety is increasing amongst all ages, but especially amongst younger people, because they do not know what is certain and true, you know what is true. It is sealed in divine blood. You live by faith, listening and eating and drinking. Soon faith will turn to sight. Soon the clouds will part and carry the Son of Man to you. Soon you will see the redemption won for you. So for you who believe, that is, you who view the world through the cross of Christ, nature doesn't simply testify to the existence of God, but it also testifies to your redemption. Why did God let this disaster happen? Because Christ has redeemed his people and wants to bring them into greater realities. The signs are all there. You see them in the heavens, day after day, as the sun rises and sets, that recalls to your mind he who rested in a grave and rose on the third day. Even the darkening of days, and we know why it happens, but even that recalls to our mind that Friday dark afternoon. The fear and anxiety among men recalls to our mind those guards that stood by the empty tomb like dead men, shaken with fear. And when the earth shakes and storms plague this earth, it recalls to our mind the day when the earth shook and tombs broke open. God has died for you. God now lives to bring you into his heaven. This earth is not your home. And so Jesus urges you to be ready. It is easy for you to get distracted, not just in December, but it's easy to fall into a rut and a routine, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, doing the same things again and again with minds focused only at the task at hand. We forget where we are going. So Jesus urges us to wake up. He shakes the earth to get our attention, that we wake up and remember where we are going. If we think that Jesus is not coming anytime soon, that we can always go to church next week, we can always pray later on, we can always read the Bible tomorrow, then we probably will be caught off guard. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to pray to your Heavenly Father who loves you and sent his Son for you. Today is the day to live in godliness and holiness in prayer and devotion and love toward one another. Today is the day. You see the signs in creation. They are calling out to you. Christ is coming. Redemption is near. And in joyful faith, you respond. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.